Hello everyone. Today I'm happy to introduce you to the artist Ahmed El Khalidi. So what's up?
Thank
How
you.
are you and where are you now, Ahmed?
Well, I'm in Australia, South Australia to be specific, in Adelaide, a city around 1.2 million. Yeah.
Great. So in Australia. So before digging more into your artistic interview, I wanted to dig in more in your in the library, El Haridi Library. To be honest, I've recently learned about it, and I was really happy that this library exists because I've always imagined Palestine, especially Jerusalem, has a place where cultural, religious, philosophical fields can be extended and explored, and the knowledge is shared. And so, yeah, I was really happy to know about it. And has in the Islamic Garden era, I wanted to see and to learn more how it started, actually, how the library project
Yeah.
started. And yeah, if you can talk about it a little bit more.
Oh, to be honest, I'm not an expert in history or the history of the library. The fact is that my grandfather established the library, and I've been there once, around 4 years, 5 years. I can't remember exactly, but yeah, around 4 years back. There's a website and there's articles written about the library, The Economist, a few other international newspapers and magazines. Again, it's the numbers and it is a treasure. I mean, and I'm lucky that my grandfather's mother was helped him to collect first collection of books there. I mean, like probably my sister, some of my cousins are more know more about the library in terms of volumes and books but luck, we're also lucky that it still exists. And I think that the last project was to digitalize most of the manuscripts. So I think it's possible to access them anywhere. So you don't have to go to the library to check. It's the way that you can contact the libraries through their website. But yeah.
Nice. Okay, so it's accessible everywhere, digital.
It should be. I'm not sure about it. Don't count that. But I think you can at least communicate with the library and see what you can. Again, I don't want to talk about in behalf of the.
I see. Okay, great. So I was also wondering because this legacy of yours is also part of the world's Muslim heritage today, and it's really important, and it's also proof of the level of literacy of Palestinian people and knowledge of Palestinian intellectuals connected to different part of the world, but also connected not only on in the Middle East, but also in different part of the world. And also I was intrigued by some of your members' family also were speaking French, and I was quite happy to learn about it because yeah, during the Ottoman period they were also speaking French. And it's do you learn it actually? Do you try to learn
No,
French?
but my mother and my grandmother
Oh, so they
speaks
could,
French.
nice. Nice. And
But I think it's the older generation. Nowadays, English is probably the language that you would learn, or the second language you would teach your kids. So.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I see. But yeah, really, really interesting. And so it's for me, yeah, I understand how this place is really important. It should be protected. You told me, right, that it has been protected. I don't know how is it today, but there were some fences, you said, and
yeah.
How this library like was protected, you know, against all the historical events like the Nakba and Six Day War, how they try to preserve it and to sustain it to the level that it is actually today.
Yeah, I think it's very lucky that it's still under the library's ceiling. What I wanted to point that it's probably worth visiting it again so I can get more information about the library and maybe have a because my visit was only for a couple of hours and didn't spend long time in the library itself, but maybe next time, hopefully, if I went back to Jerusalem, yeah, I'll spend more time there. And yeah.
Nice. And I saw in one article, it was written at the front door, inside are valuable books. Is it right?
Yeah. The فيها كتب القيمة. That's the, yeah. Yeah.
In Arabic, nice.
In Arabic as well, yeah.
Nice. When you went there, there were many people who were there also, or no?
No, just only. It's not a public library anymore. So you probably have to book or you have to arrange a visit before coming. So it was a public library before as it was open. This is what I understood. But now with the situation in Jerusalem, you have to arrange or there's probably it would be advised to talk or email or call or
okay great okay yeah it's because yeah the situation and the COVID also it didn't help but it's great that there is a lot of digitalization.
Yeah, and it's very close to the Al-Aqsa and Haram, so it's quite tense, this area, with settlers and, you have to be cautious. It's a fantastic, the great location as well. I can't exactly remember the distance, but it's very close to Luxor.
Great. I should, hopefully one day I will go there and have a look. Yeah, that would be wonderful. I do like books and history, so yeah, great. Thanks. I'm really grateful that this place exists really, and good job for your, you know, family's members and great legacy. We can start with your arts part as an artist.
Sure.
You have a studio called Yadura, is it right?
Yeah.
And that's right. I like the different paintings. It's drawings more than paintings that you have done.
I do.
You both.
Well, Yadura is a design studio, I do graphic design, I do illustrations, I do animation, painting as well, and other sorts of graphic design, say infographics or desktop publishing, documents. Corporate work, boring, but also more fun. Working with artists, working with governments, and working with small businesses, it all over.
Great, great. And what is your... I went through the website and I liked the, it's in black and white, but still bright. Like it really, it's surprising because we really imagine it's sad and, you know, with the colors, but no, actually it's bright. And also the poems along with the piece of work, of art, I really like it. And I learned more about the Palestinian poets actually. So I really, really like it. And what is your...
Did you say the website or the Instagram?
Also, in the, because you can buy actually some of your...
Oh, okay. That's the shop. Yeah. I've got a website for my design work. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Much more wide and... Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's without the gallery, yeah.
Okay, I would dig more then. All right.
Yeah.
And what is your favorite medium? I'm curious.
That's a tricky question because I would say illustrations, whether it's digital or not. But nowadays, I enjoy animating those illustrations. So when I design or work on say illustration, I think I'd like to see it moving or things that but it takes time because animation takes time and it's time consuming, especially if it's it might take weeks to do like a short 2-3 minutes animation.
It's too many drawing for like 1 minute.
Absolutely.
And I saw the action for up, the video that you made and written and read by Farah Sharma.
Yeah,
really, really lovely.
Thank you.
Really, I really, really like it. And I have to say, I got really emotional when I listened to it at first, and I couldn't stop listening to it. Like for the whole day, I was listening to it really. And also, it's I really like this part because it's the aim of the magazine. Also, they wanted to further explore the untold stories of our parents, has said in this video. So I was like, wow. Yeah, exactly. Like Palestine, see it in our parents' eyes, full of untold stories. It is the moment of explosion and the moment of fission. My background is in physics, so I was like, oh, great, like a great, imagery illustration. And Palestine and the mourning and the celebrations. And also the end, Yahini Ikul Ishi Wela Ishi Bin Mata.
It's nothing or everything.
Everything or, yeah. Like still you have one of these, in physics, concepts about nothing and all on the small and large scale. So yeah. I really, really, really liked it.
Yeah.
And also this ambivalence, actually, this love of life in spite of everything, like the hurdles, struggles that we can go through. And really, I really have so much admiration for you, Palestinian people, because...
Thank you.
really, I mean it because I do understand that both my parents are from Algeria originally. The love of heritage, and has seen this video even in the tiniest details, things, the cooking, the foods. I took it actually for granted, and then I moved and traveled, and I was like, oh no, there is not such a thing as home. The couscous of my mom, how the way she made things, and also it's actually a reminder of our heritage and the way that our ancestors also fight and try to preserve their identity and to, you know, especially against external colonial forces that try to erase your identity and, you know, against. So there were like a lot of courage that they had that we didn't realize until, you know, you go through different things in your life. And yeah, especially as Palestinians today are facing external institutionalized armed organizations that consider you as a threat also, as still like colonial forces. So it's really, yeah, that's something in common that I do see and share with Palestinians, and even if Algeria is independent today, but still we have some repercussions on what happened. And
yeah, it's very obvious. I mean, we, for us, like we know well about the special relation. I mean, it's very special between us and Algerians. I think it's definitely.
Yeah. So really with these pieces of art, I really was glad to learn it. And also you remind me, the piece of art by Silman Mansour, it's called Jerusalem, I think. It's a man carrying Jerusalem on his back.
Oh, yeah, it's very famous.
And I sense it like Jerusalem is a strong symbol, gift.
Yeah.
And blessing, but also sometimes it feels like a burden, responsibility that you have to carry on, and it can be, you know, exhausting, and also you can be afraid that it will lead to your, you know, your death or your fall. And do you sense it more with your family legacy, I would say, and the deed that could have possibly changed the course of Palestinian during the last century? Through your Haredi family members who tried to, you know, change the course in the colonial forces during the last century? It's a big question.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting what you said. Silman's Mansour painting, I can remember it in my childhood in a lot of Palestinian families in Kuwait, like they would, they had a print of it. They would frame it. I mean, I've seen it in many houses, Palestinian houses in Kuwait. So it was, it was and he's a very well, probably one of the most famous Palestinian artists, as well as Najil Ali. I mean, Najil Ali is a cartoonist and he's a realist. So, sorry, what is that? Any question?
If you do personally maybe feel it also a bit like this legacy that you have, like if it sometimes, you know, lights and it lifts you up morally, and or if it's sometimes, you know, because this, it's a gift, but also has its, because, you know, with the situation, you can be proud that, you know, being Palestinian and in Jerusalem, and is this legacy, sometimes would you feel it's a great responsibility, or even being Palestinian actually, and how you interact with the world and, you know, this ambivalence still of being proudly Palestinian, but also at the same time it can be not seen well by colonial forces, white forces, I would say.
Of course.
And even through your art, or if you already had to fight, I would say, but to be more, you know, pushy towards some stuff or some things, and to really, yeah, make your
voice
in your head
somehow. I think it's a personal choice. Like I've many of my Palestinian friends do hide their identity in a way or other. Like they might change the names. They might say they're not outspoken, maybe, about the issue, or they don't want to talk about politics. Or but for me, as I think art doesn't mean anything. It's endless when there's no. It's a personal issue for me, because it's so hard maybe to describe it, but I do have responsibility, but not as for my family, but for the people, mm-hmm. for the refugees, for the it's probably because I'm a privileged Palestinian living in the so-called West or Australia, that I can have a voice, and I'm more free probably than others in other countries, that they or maybe they don't have the tools, or they live in a refugee camp, or so I do have the responsibility from, I see it as to talk about a Palestinian issue and the struggle, and I know there's a lot of as I said, like in the West, see, people don't portray us as of there's a lot of negative things that we talk about, but I think it's and again, you have to be smart as well, like you have to. Like I'm not personally, because I'm a visual person, so I never wrote or spoke, or I'm not good with speeches, but I think I try with my pen or my drawings or my animations to send a message, basically, or I just put my stamp or help or work with other artists. Doesn't mean that it's only my work that I need to send, but I do have this sense of responsibility, and it's not only because it's Palestinian, but if something happened in anywhere, like even in Middle East or anywhere, like Australian indigenous or the injustice, I see it not just, and definitely it presents is one story, but there's plenty of stories in the world that you can speak about and talk about.
Definitely. And for instance, Action for Up, how did it started? They called you, or
what happened is that Farah is a poet. She's a Palestinian poet, but a young Palestinian poet. We lived in Brazil and studied in philosophy in Sorbonne. So she studied in Paris. She studied in London, performing arts, and now she lives in the Middle East. And one of her friends, she followed me on Instagram. She asked me to work on illustration for the just one static illustration, and I agreed because I liked the poem and I liked to illustrate the poem. But then on the Zoom, I suggested that I can just do an animation. I showed this sample of my animation, and yeah, I just felt that it would be, doesn't have to be static, and it could be an animated story. So, yeah.
Great. Really lovely piece of art. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we can, there is also another one piece of art with your daughter. Yoffa.
Sorry, which one?
The lockdown jarry. Your daughter, that you name it Yaffa, like the city famous for its orange, because what I really like it's a It also was interesting to see the situation, how kids were living the lockdown, and how she also, by the way, mashallah, she's really, she seems like a really funny and bright girl. really, I was laughing. It's funny. And also your relationship with her, it's really cute. So she was trying to skip school and then trying to make sense at the same time about the situation, and that she would not see her family in the Middle East, in Palestine. And I really like to see it through the eyes of a kid, because even for us as an adult, it was quite tough, the lockdown situation, the corona situation. Sure. And this was a colorful and bright piece, actually, and to see it as animated and written and like, yeah, through the eyes of a kid, it was lovely, really. And
thank you. It was the start of the the pandemic, actually. So wasn't March, I think it was, can't remember, but it was probably around June that we had to stay at home. And obviously it wasn't like my daughter itself, like there was a twist here, like she changed a bit of like she likes school, for example, in real life. But she tried to be cheeky in the story a bit. So, and we changed her voice a bit. So, but yeah, that was the third month after the pandemic. So we had plenty of time to work and stay at home and record. She would write and she would draw and I would help her animating it. So it was a joint project between us both.
Wow, cute.
And also my wife had co-written the script as well, so I would like it was a family project. Yeah,
nice. She's going to be a writer. She's following you.
I don't know, maybe they keep changing their minds. So one day she would be a police woman, then next year she would be a scientist, and we'll see.
Yeah. And are you still interested in politics? Because I saw in the video like you were following news, and I was like, oh, is it still in your family, you know, tradition, you know, sharing? I mean, it's still on your
with all Palestinians. Yeah. It's politics is like, for example, one of my friends, she lives in Palestine, said that in Valentine's Day that a Palestinian who has a Palestinian ID can go to Jerusalem to meet his family or his wife or his fiance. It love comes to politics, and we can't escape like talking about politics in. Whether we're in Palestine or outside Palestine, it affects us. Like living in Australia, it's not this. It's a different place, but living as a Palestinian, definitely politics. Whether your family is involved in politics or you're a normal Palestinian person living in a refugee camps and waiting for one day to change your situation or move you to another place or change the law, for example, or I don't know. I mean, it's something like I would notice it with kids. Like they would talk and they've got their opinions. But yeah, I guess it's the Middle East generally that you're born and sadly, I guess, but yeah. So it's not a matter of choice, I think, for me to be interested in politics.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Also, with all the situation happening, yeah, definitely. And what is your Interesting. And what is your favorite piece of art that you have made that far, if you want to share, and why did you like it?
I think I would I can't talk about my art much, but I can tell you I was experimenting with collage maybe years back. I've been working on some canvases lately, but for the last years I've been developing some digital art that I'm happy to, because canvas, working on one canvas would only be on one place, but working on a digital art or a poster or it could be printed, sent, some of especially when you get the exposure and or galleries that they would have your art. Someone in Canada or someone in America or in Netherlands, or it's interesting to so I'm becoming interested in digital art for that sense, like I could interact with people as well. So it was,
great. Yeah, because digitalization also is a way to interact with people and to share it. So yeah, that's a great.
I mean, now I've got friends in not only Palestinian friends, but I've got friends all over the world. Just it's interesting that, I mean, I haven't traveled outside Australia for the last 2 years, but I've been working with different artists, clients, and musicians for the last 2 years with the internet and just communicating through Zoom or other platforms. So I don't know if when I came to Australia like 15-16 years ago, it was different. Total different story. So I'm happy. Like, I know there's other. The advantage of communicating with people that.
Yeah, definitely. If it wasn't through Instagram, we couldn't have this conversation.
So, exactly.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah. And do you know because you were speaking about the digital. Art, there is the new technology NFT.
Yeah.
You want to dig more on this one or something?
Yes, but I still have to do a lot of research. So yeah. Definitely yes. It needs a bit of a research, I guess, before I would, I see an interesting platform, but for sure.
And how it is working, because still, and even for me, I'm like, what digital? How can you buy something that you cannot have? You know, like, I think there is an artist also in Italy. I think he designed, it was an empty place, and he said there is an art here, and it was nothing, you know, there is nothing you can, not visible thing. And still, he managed to sell it at 15,000 euros. There was nothing interesting. No, yeah. Okay, but you really have to be well known, you know, to do this kind of thing.
Yeah, obviously.
Great. Do you have some more information that you want to share, even for your art or your last piece of art that you liked? Or
I keep working on new digital work, but my last canvas painting it was titled as "The Wall Will Fall." So the Palestine or the Holy Land or Jerusalem, maybe it's not very clear, but it could be Jerusalem. The wall was falling. So hopefully, it will fall, but I hope for And yeah, that was my last artwork that I did personally, but it's on my Instagram. But I'm working on now. I'm working on a few animations, and hopefully they will be released in a month or two. So this is the plan. I'm more active on Instagram than Facebook. So I found it interesting. And yeah, as I said, like I need to explore other platforms and see if I could get crypto.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it needs a bit of research, I guess, before I would do that. I've got some personal projects that I've been working or thinking about them for a long time. One is my background is also a web development design, so I really want to create a platform for artists to communicate and exchange ideas, sell their art, or post their projects. I had one website for running for months, but it went down, so I'm planning to just redo it hopefully soon, so we'll see. But yeah, I'm not very, I'm a bit lazy when it comes to personal projects because they're not my priority at the moment. But yeah, I wish I could publish a book for myself, like illustrations well. Yeah, there's plenty of things that you could, I wish I could do. So yeah.
Yeah, actually the book with a lot of your already drawing and piece of art, it's interesting. Yeah, you wrote on this one. I haven't thought about it, but yeah, definitely it will be a quick like summary of what you have done with already. But
you mean with my artwork or just create? I was thinking of creating a new graphic novel. This is what I was planning to do, but it takes a lot of time and energy, so I have to whether a project is coming or a client is asking for some work that I still have some time to work on my personal projects. So yeah,
but yeah, some artists do that also, and it's true that it can be interesting even to, sorry again, see like the library family and a bit like biography, and still to show all your some of your arts drawing. I think yeah, definitely can be interesting.
Thank you.
Really, thank you very much. It's
really,
really an interesting interview and lovely artist, piece of art that you made, and inspiring because also, you know, we're always speaking also with the refugee and they sometimes are not well heard also. So trying to again to connect all the these people, it's really interesting and needed actually. So great. Absolutely. And good luck with all the other endeavors that you have with different skate orders, publics, private or personal. It's really interesting and rich. So
thank you.
Hopefully you will have all the energy to follow up and to still accomplish them. And and yeah, with your young generation daughter, I'm pretty sure she will she will follow. Or her friend will follow.
Yeah.
reasons. Well, yeah.
Thanks for giving me the chance to speak. So,
a pleasure.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call and the talk. And yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.